Well, listen, Declan, we're going to look forward to the games for the Northwest sides. We'll start, as always, with the local side, as in Finn Harps. They are on the road down to Cork to play Cove Ramblers. They already know all about Cove. Cove, of course, taking victory against them earlier in the season, and what was a first defeat at the time of the campaign for Harps. And Harps are now going into this game down in Cove off the back of the second defeat against Athlone. So listen, this could prove to be a tricky enough encounter on the road for Darren Murphy's side.
Yeah, listen, every game you play, ushering away from home is difficult. You know, I was in Finn Park at the last match for Cove, turned them over. Very scrappy affair indeed. Cove don't play very attractive football. It's very back to front. It's the old style. It's set plays. It's throwing the ball the length of the pitch unnecessarily, you know, so it's about getting the ball in the box and causing problems. And they did cause problems that night, and obviously got away with a 1-0 victory. Last year, we played them twice down there. We were well comfortably beaten twice, 5-1 and 4-1. I know, obviously, different team, different players, and this year's results have been a lot better. But, yeah, listen, not an easy place to go. Never easy. Their form hasn't been good at home. They haven't recorded too many big victories this year so far. So hopefully that's an omen for a good positive result and performance by the Harps and go down and get 3 points, which leads it into a difficult week then against Cork, obviously the following week. But it's important away from home as you put in, you know, you start really well, give nothing silly away. And, you know, defensively, you know, we have been good, even though we lost last week and Athlone 1-0. You know, you're only conceding one goal, which is good away from home. And that's how you need to go down to those hard, difficult venues to make sure you're nice and tight and give nothing away, and hopefully you can get something on the other side. But yeah, listen, it's a hard, difficult match. As I said, every game is difficult away from home, but they're well capable of going down to Cove and getting 3 big points.
Yeah, it's an old travel. It's an old slog of a travel, rather, down to St. Coleman's Park, the longest trip of the year. Does that play a factor come game time, does it, Declan?
Yeah, listen, I suppose 15 years ago it was a slog. We used to go into a coaster bus and there might be, you know, 20 of us in there, and it's a 7-hour trip down the Cove, and you're hopping in and everybody's jammed in like a, you know, really, really tight together, and you have bags everywhere, and, you know, so the roads weren't as good as they are now, and you're having the same comforts in buses, and you travel down, play the match, and then hop in the bus and drive straight back up again. So I suppose in a wee bit, the journey's better, buses are better, roads are better, the infrastructure's better, so it makes it a wee bit easier in players. But it's, yeah, listen, away from home is a long trip for sure, but it depends on your mentality and how you want to, you know, go down there. If you're in there, loads of confidence and know that you're going to put in a good performance, and that's key. Like, but I think it's got a lot easier for the players compared to years ago when we used to go down those long trips, and it was a lot longer than it is now. But listen, it's a difficult match to go away, long distance for players and supporters and management, but you know, I think putting a good performance and 3 points and stay second at the table would be brilliant.
Yeah, that victory that Cove had over Harps is actually their only victory so far in this campaign. They haven't won at home yet, but from a Harps point of view, Declan, you've watched them several times this season. Listen, this campaign is totally different to where they were in the last campaign this time last year. What has impressed you about how maybe the squad of Harps has evolved and the way they're playing their football this year and taking on the challenge?
Yeah, listen, I mean, we're 10 games in. We're nearly a third of the season gone, you know. So invariably down through the years, positions you're in now will probably dictate where you end up towards the end of the season. You know, maybe one or two places might change around. So we are in a good position. You know, we have played reasonably well throughout the whole season. I don't think we've been dominant where we're really, really dominant for a whole, you know, 90 minutes, but we've played well in spells. We have a wee bit of quality up top and we scored really important goals. Defensively, we're better. We're not conceding as much. We're not as soft. You know, so it's been really well. 5-1s, 3 draws, 2 losses, you know, so we have left points behind us, I would think, against Kerry at home, should have picked up points. Probably Cove at home probably should have picked up points as well. So, you know, there are games where, you know, we should have been picking up 3 points at home. And, you know, if you turn that around, like, we're not that far off, you know, where Cork is. But I think this team will grow and get better as we go. Definitely better defensively, better quality players on top end of the pitch, a bit more pace too and penetrate than last season. So it's, you know, it started very, very well. Can be better. Absolutely can get better, you know, with the players we have. Obviously, you need a wee bit of luck along the way. You need to make sure your key players are away from injury and don't get injured, you know. So, you know, that kind of, like, Ryan Rennie's back in again now, which is a big help to him. He was a big loss last season as well. So we can get the best out of him that'll make us a lot better as well. So making sure your top players play. Dave Colley came in and scored important goals. Tony McNamee has been very good so far this season, so he needs to keep that going as captain of the team. So yeah, listen, it's important. Success, Edda going up top has been very good as well. So we need to keep him, you know, banging on goals and being a threat on the top end of the pitch. But defensively, you need to be good, and we have been defensively good this season.
Yeah. Well, Harps will be hoping to keep that good defensive record intact this weekend when they go to Cove on Friday evening as they look to maintain their second spot in the table. In the other games, Bray Wanderers play Treaty. The leaders, Cork City, are taking on Basement Club Longford Town. Kerry are meeting Athlone Town, and probably a fixture which could be the tie of the games in the first division is third against fourth, with William O'Connor's UCD heading to Wexford FC. Declan.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, UCD, you know, you're going to get UCD Williams, a young squad of players. We have two players up with him from last season's squad and the year before, you know, so up in from Sligo. But it's a young, vibrant, loads of energy you get from UCD, always looking to try to play football the right way. So they've been very good. Wexford, after probably a bad start, have come good in the last while, and, you know, they've got good results. So, you know, that's a big, big test for both those teams, you know, so. And again, you just don't know. On any given day, you just don't know who's going to win these fixtures, because it's been a very, very up and down from all teams in the league, not just these two teams. But, you know, so you just don't know from 1 week to the next who's going to win, who's going to draw, or who's going to lose, you know. So you're expecting, obviously, UCD maybe to be good enough. But they've been slow starters so far this season. They'll obviously get better as well as the season goes, like everybody else. So, but Wexford have got better in the last while. They started off early, as I said, and they'll be looking to get 3 points as well. So you just don't know how that game would go, but it's a big match for both teams. And, you know, what's the most important thing, for, I suppose, from a fan's perspective, is let's look after ourselves, make sure we put in a good performance and get 3 points and stay up there in second place away from those two teams.
Yeah. Let's move into the Premier Division then. And there's some massive games for some massive sides in the top flight of Irish football this weekend, including Derry City. They are at home in the matches on Friday and on Monday. St Patrick's Athletic are coming on Monday for Derry, but before that, they've probably got their biggest game of the year so far against Shamrock Rovers at the Ryan McBride Brandywell Stadium. So if Derry are going to be in the mix come the end of the season, could this be a telling fixture?
Yeah, listen, I suppose at the end of the day, Oisín's 3 points. You know, it's a big, big match, obviously, psychologically for both teams. And they drew up in Tala earlier in the season. So this is an opportunity. Last year, their performance was very good at home and against Shamrock Rovers. So yeah, listen, I mean, Shelburne, we know, has been leading away in 21 points. Derry are a point ahead of Shamrock Rovers, who are 15, and Derry are 16. So it's very, very close. It's important to try to keep that gap from themselves and Shamrock Rovers. So Derry will be doing everything in power, obviously, to get 3 points. It's a big match. Last week, they were away to Drogheda, and on the level of chances were created and the performance that they put in, they should have won the game, but they ended up getting a draw at 2-2 with a late draw at a United goal. But yeah, listen, you know, they have players going back from injury, so they haven't been at their best in regards to the quality that of players that were missing. You know, so Patrick Hoban coming back in, see Patrick McLennan was on the bench as well there last week. So there's players that, you know, you need to get the best out of, keep them fully fit as well. But hoping we'll be a big help and get him back on the pitch. So hopefully he'll be back quite soon. So I don't know if he'll be back for this one or not, but I know he's back training. So they would like to get that one. But it's not going to be easy against Shamrock Rovers, who have started very poorly by their standards, but have come good in the last 4 or 5 matches where they've won back-to-back ones, you know. So they're starting to gallop into that distance. And, you know, it's important Derry put in a big performance, try to stop them, or even get a victory. But it's 3 points, a long way to go in the season, but it's important to throw in a marker to the rest of the league and to Shamrock Rovers from a Derry perspective that they're here and they're fighting hard and they'll go all the way to the end of the season. So it's just sending a marker to everybody else in the league and Shamrock Rovers.
Yeah. What do you think will be a realistic achievement for Derry out of their two games, Friday and Monday, against two of the big Dublin sides and Rovers and Pats? Well, is 6 points achievable in two tough games for them?
With the quality of players that Derry City have at their disposal, 6 points is definitely possible. But it's two difficult ones, you know. I mean, you could go end up beating Shamrock Rovers, taking it one game at a time, and then going and beating St Pat's. Absolutely, they're well capable of doing that. But on top of that, it depends on the performance of the players and how they perform. We know that the Brandywell is going to be full with a massive crowd, and the atmosphere will be good. So if they can get the crowd behind them, they can definitely turn over Derry City and then bring that into the Monday's match against St Pat's, and they're well capable of turning over St Pat's as well, who form has improved as well. They were slow starters, and they're starting to come good as well, sitting in 14 points, a point behind Shamrock Rovers. So we know that they're a good quality team as well. But Derry are well capable of getting 6 points. But on top of that, if they lose to Shamrock Rovers, they're also well capable of losing to St Pat's and getting no points out of these two games. So it's a massive 3 or 4 days for the club, like really, really is. It makes a massive difference because, as I said, Derry are in 16 points, Shamrock Rovers are in 15, St Pat's are in 14, and nobody's talking about Shelburne, and they're just working away and they're in 21 points. I mean, they're five ahead of Derry City currently. And if Derry City lose and say Shamrock Rovers wins, that obviously throws that up to 8 points. And so it's all about, we all think it's about Derry City, Shamrock Rovers, St Pat's, but nobody's talking about Shelburne. Shelburne are working away and getting points from the board. And the gap gets bigger and bigger. They could end up going on and won this league. You just never know.
Well, in saying that then, Declan, we'll talk about Shells because it's a big weekend for Shamrock Rovers. They play Derry Friday, and then they're making the short trip to Tulke Park to play Shelburne on Monday. So how telling will that fixture be next Monday between the two Dublin sides?
Yeah, listen, it's no difference than Derry City playing Shamrock Rovers and St Pat's. I mean, they're great matches, aren't they? If you're a pundit now, you're going to watch a neutral, you're going to watch those games. They're really, really good. I mean, Shelburne, for me, under Damien Duff, I mean, they're the best coach team in the league, without a shadow of a doubt. And he is getting maximum performance out of every single of his players. We chat about how much of an improvement in Mark Coyle has come on as captain this year. He's been absolutely brilliant, probably the best defensive holding midfielder in the league currently. And how much he's improved as a player under the guidance of Damien Duff and the Shelburne team. But every one of those players, the players that he picked up probably that were probably in teams where we weren't doing so well, and they've just come in there and it's been magnificent, with obviously Jarvis on the left-hand side scoring all the goals as well. So, and there's still more players to come back into that squad. So they've been really, really good, performing at a really high level. So it's going to be a difficult weekend. We chat about Derry City and difficult weekend with Shamrock Rovers and St Pat's. Shamrock Rovers have a difficult weekend with going to Derry and then away to Shelburne, because Shelburne won't be difficult, and they don't concede many goals, so it's going to be very, very tough. And they've turned over Shamrock Rovers already this season, and a very convincing performance as well. So yeah, listen, two big matches for both clubs, that's Derry City and Shamrock Rovers, and Shelburne obviously as well. So it's an interesting one, and we'll have a better idea how things go after this weekend. But it's really, really interesting. I just don't know how this is going to go. It could go either way for these two teams.
Yeah. So the fixtures this weekend, we've got Pats against Waterford. Shelburne start the weekend on Friday against Galway United. Bohemians are taking on Drogheda United and Derry City Shamrock Rovers. Those are the games on Friday. And as we said on Monday, Shelburne against Shamrock Rovers, Derry City and St Patrick's Athletic. And sandwiched in between all that, just finally, Declan, on the Premier Division, Sligo Rovers against Dundalk. It's not been a good season for Dundalk. They are yet to win a match so far this campaign. Bottom of the table, Sligo Rovers currently mid-table in sixth. You would expect Sligo to take the points in this one, given the fact that they are at home in the showgrounds against the bottom side.
Yeah, listen, you would think that. I suppose last year, Dundalk came up and put a really good performance and turned Sligo Rovers over in one of the last games of the season, and were very, very convincing on the night, put a really good performance. And this year, as you say, they're sitting at 4 points bottom of the table. Nobody probably expected that. As a result of that, results haven't been good. Stephen O'Donnell's lost his job. Interim manager is Liam Burns, who previously used to play with Sligo Rovers, and Brian Gartland. So they've played two matches under the guidance of those two coaches. They obviously drew 0-0 with St Pat's, and they lost 1-0 against Bowes on Monday night as well. So you can see straight away, with two centre halves involved in the squad, that defensively a lot better. So they're going to be harder to play against. I was just looking through the squad of players last night, and the quality of players they still have at their disposal is really, really good. So the performances are probably a wee bit, I suppose they're not to the level they should be, considering the players that they have at their disposal. And so they're looking, obviously, to push on and will come looking for 3 points. Sligo played them in the first round of matches and won convincingly up in Oriel. I think it was 4-1. And they'll be looking for a similar performance. A big, big week for Sligo Rovers as well, because they're playing the teams around them. So Dundalk are down there. They've got Galway on Monday. And then they after that, and they also have Waterford after that. So there's four teams that will be in around scrapping for that relegation zone and that drop zone. So there are four big matches coming up for Sligo Rovers as well, and it's important to get obviously kick off with 3 points against Dundalk. Can they do that? Absolutely. Their performances, the last two performances, haven't been great. They've lost 3-0 away to Shamrock Rovers, and they also were beaten by St Pat's 3-0 away as well. So and you know, they've lost a few players through injury, but they'll be expecting at home to put on a good performance. The performances at home have been very good by Sligo Rovers, so we'll be expecting something similar on Friday night. And then that brings you into the Monday night fixture, where you're playing the Northwest Derby against Galway, who will bring up a big crowd as well. They're going well, who don't concede many goals, are hard to play against. And you know, it's a big weekend for Sligo Rovers, but also for Galway. But I'm looking forward to both games. It'd be
Yeah.
very interesting, just to see how they perform. But yes, as I said to you, these are the start of two big matches for Sligo Rovers, with two bigger ones as well after that, with Drogheda and Waterford. And after that, you'll have a fair idea where Sligo will end up. But there are the four teams for me. We'll be probably down near the bottom, scrapping for to stay out of that relegation zone.
Okay then, Declan. Just finally, I suppose on a sad note this week, Fin Harps Football Club lost one of their stalwarts off the pitch, and Derek Wilkinson, a man that held various positions with the club, a former chairman. He was a man that wore the Harps crest very much on his sleeve and close to his heart.
Yeah, absolutely amazing man for the club. I suppose when I started back in the early 90s, he was involved then, and he was coming down. He had his own business up in Bray, and he was taking John Gerard McGilligan down, up and down from Dublin all the time. John Gerard was living in Dublin, and I was up in Dublin myself, so we used to travel up and down, and you know, it was always good fun, entertainment. But as you said, like, it was all about Harps with Derek. You know, he, as you say, done every job in the club, and even when he wasn't in the committee, he was still, you know, doing things for the club and looking after people, and definitely, you know, we don't know exactly, but he did invest a lot of money, his own money, into the club as well when things weren't good. But you know, done an amazing job, and as you say, is a massive loss to the Harps community, and our sympathies go out to the family. But an amazing man, and will be sadly lost in Finn Park and in the football community of Ireland, because he had so many contacts. He knew everybody. If you wanted somebody to do something, you'd ask Derek, and he would go and do it. And there wouldn't be a word about it. There'd be no, you know, he'd done things very quietly. But an amazing loss, amazing man, but an amazing loss to the club. And yeah, listen, he sadly missed around Finn Park.
Yeah. Declan, many thanks for joining us on the League of Ireland talk this week, and enjoy the football coming up at the weekend. Talk to you again soon.
Thanks. Thanks, Emmanuel.